Good morning, good morning. It's Eshin Brenda Shoshana back with another episode of Zen Wisdom for your everyday life. Back. Gone. One day comes, another day comes back. I was just thinking, there's many days as there are. That's how many podcasts or how many... Actually, what is this podcast? It's really an acknowledgement of each day that passes. And to see what clarity comes from that day, what teachings come, not from me, but from the day, but from you, as you interact with your breath, your day, your life. You know, Zen is such a simple, simple teaching that it's almost nothing to attain, but I don't mean unattainable, but it's so simple that it boggles the mind enormously, and we turn away from it sometimes, because for a long time we long for complications, something to solve, something to understand, a path to walk on, and many, many, many times, Zazen is called the way, the path, the Tao. I say it's the pathless path. The pathless path to where? That's another question we don't know. So who would take a pathless path with really no knowable destination? Who would step on that kind of a path? Very few. Because we all have a great, great longing to know where we're going and what we're doing and who we are and what's happening. Hey, man, what's going on? What's happening? We want to know. Tell me. Show me. Answer my questions. Give me a template. We want a template of some kind, especially in this day of social media. We want a funnel, a template. Give me some way to organize my life, my plans, my goals, whatever it may be, to put it into a package of some kind, a template, a model. Now, I'm not saying that those wishes are bad or wrong. They're certainly very, very common, but they trip us up big time. That's the interesting point. The more we do that a lot, and yet where do we see great joy and happiness and appreciation of our life? Where do we see a face or a heart of satisfaction and fullness? Pretty rare. And it might be that the anxiety and the general overwhelm is growing deeper and wider these days. Deeper and wider, my goodness. We may be missing the very point of this precious life itself, this precious day itself. Just take one day or even part of the day. Just part of the day. We're not going to gulp the whole ocean in one gulp. Gulp, gulp. Take a little bit of the day and let it be a day, a real day for you. Now, what does that even mean? A real day. We just get busy going through our routines, our schedules, our obligations, our tasks. Boom, 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 boom. Like a shotgun. Boom, boom, boom. So much to do. Too busy. Want to achieve this. Want to get that. Don't want time to slip away. And it does, of course, slip away tremendously when we live that way. But we feel, oh, I have so much to do, I don't have enough time to do it in. We are using time for our own personal ends rather than allowing time to move us. That's really a beautiful concept, to allow time to be time. Let it do what it does. Let it move us where it does and just join it, experience it. Know what time really is. What is it? Some say there is no such thing as time or space. Well, in a certain state of mind, there isn't. And in another state of mind, there is. And we live in this state of mind, excuse me, dominated by time, dominated by our plans, routines, schedules, accomplishments, rather than allowing time to be gentle and easy and natural. You know, yesterday I had a very strange experience. Not strange, well, it was unusual for me. It was beautiful. I was floating all day on the wings of time. That's how it felt. I wasn't fighting time. I wasn't scheduling it. I wasn't rushing. I wasn't looking to see how much time I had left to finish this or that. I just allow time to be time. And the rhythm of my body, I allowed my rhythm to be what it was, and the rhythm of the work that I did that day, I allowed that also to be what it was. Not fight it, not schedule it, not try to morph it into something else. Not rush through anything. Now that is an amazing practice. Even when we're on the cushion, we could try to rush through it and get the time done, wait for the bell to ring. But that practice on and off the cushion is all encompassing. Don't rush through anything. Take your time. Discover the rhythm of the moment and what it wants of you and how you blend with it. It is so beautiful. No matter what you do, it feels as if there's nothing to be done. It just gets done. No matter what you don't do, that's fine. It's waiting for you somewhere. No matter who you see, that's wonderful. And who you don't see, who you don't hear from on the phone or wherever, that's fine too. All flowing as it in its own way. It's like letting the ocean flow in its own way. High tide, low tide, whatever. So, you know, it's so interesting because we sit on the cushion and we don't move. It seems like we're stopping time. We're not stopping time. We're entering not only time, but we're entering the whole ocean. But when we get up from the cushion and we resume what we call our natural, normal daily activities, that's also time and rhythm. That's also Zazen practice. It's a very deep Zazen practice. We could see it when we do Kinyin, the walking meditation. But it's even more clear when we're just going through the day as we do. Getting in touch with our own breath. But by breath, I mean not just our breathing, but our entire rhythm of life, our entire rhythm of our body, all of our needs, whatever they may be, to rest, to laugh, to eat, whatever it may be. And to let that be there and to be with the rhythm, the natural rhythm of that, of our own body and mind. Where is the struggle then? There is no struggle. There is no disappointment. Because we're not really in charge. We are, but we are part of the wave and part of the ocean. And the day becomes a beautiful wave in the ocean. Not something that we are dominating. Fixing, this is my schedule and it's unmovable and blah, 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 blah. It's just a different way to interact with the rhythm of life. And also with our own particular sense of movement, of breath, of activity. So that's why we stop all activity when we sit. so we can begin to really touch on and understand what true activity is, what true action, where it comes from. That's a very profound and meaningful experience to get in touch with true activity, true movement, and true activity and true, that is life itself. Not something we're superimposing on top of life itself. In the martial arts, in Tai Chi, in Qigong, in many of the martial arts, that's also one of the, that's what happens too. It's really interesting. And for me, Zazen is the most clear and bare and essential expression of all of that. Goes to the heart of the matter. Very simply, it's not superimposing anything, on anyone, because all is taken care of right now. And we just get in touch with that and allow that and live within that. Doesn't mean we don't make an effort. Of course we do. Of course we'd make a big effort when we sit down, when we work on our projects, whatever it is. But it's a different kind of effort. It's not a struggle. It's a focus. It's an activity that comes from this other part of ourselves. From our deeply creative, intuitive nature. Our happy nature. Our excitable, by excitable I mean our joyful nature. We call it Buddha nature. Vast, sees everything. But not consciously. It's not like it consciously is a woo-woo, sees everything, and I'm some kind of a supernatural character. Not at all. That's really the opposite of it. I'm a very natural character. I'm so natural. I'm balanced. I'm really a fundamental part of life, and I'm loving it. That is where Zazen takes us. In its essential form. Of course, every practice, every single practice, has its essential form in many variations, depending on the people, the century, the era, the level of understanding, what many, many, many factors affect it. But in its very simplified, direct, and essential nature, Zazen practice is going to the heart of your life and of the world and just staying there. And when you get up from the cushion, staying with that as well. Nothing added, nothing subtracted. So in this day and age, of course, so many actually unnatural fears are being pumped into our minds, our lives, into the world. It's like pumped in, pump, pump, pump. We, of course, do not have to adopt those added on conclusions, suggestions. Many of them create a real paralysis since we speak about motion in our hearts, our minds, our lives. It makes us want not to do anything. Waiting, we're waiting for this thunderstorm to pass. Don't wait. Walk in the thunderstorm, get wet. That's what will help it pass. The thunderstorm only lives inside of us if we accept it, if we go with it. The unnatural thunderstorm that's being pumped into our lives, all the fear. It's not part of our essential self. And we do not have to be endangered by it or disturbed by it. The less we're disturbed by it, the more we can function from our true rhythm and what's true. Not only the more beautiful our day will be, but that will go to others too. People will feel it. They'll share it. They'll join us. It'll become a mass consciousness of the goodness of God, of life, of the world, of the rhythm of the day. The inevitability and the overall goodness of it. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. Just take a little part of the day and enjoy it thoroughly. Connect with its rhythm, with your rhythm, with the rhythm of the sky, of the autumn, of your breath. Just be with that and live that way. It will show you what to do, what you'd like to do. Do you want to read some poems? Do you want to write a letter? Whatever, you will know from within you, from within your own rhythm. And enjoy it, enjoy it. Don't become subjected to all these. They are manufactured forces, contrived forces. They've always been there in many, many generations. And it's up to us to reclaim the beauty of ourselves, the natural rhythm of the day, and our natural sanity. And that's one of the great teachers, Deshimaru. He was saying, Zazen practice is about being sane, enjoying our sane selves, bringing it forth. I really love that. So thank you for listening. It's wonderful to be here with everyone. And have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. The URL for the podcast is zenwisdomtoday.com. And my email is topspeaker@yahoo.com. And my new blog, which I'm getting it out there, is called turnthepage.live. It's fun. Many, many different articles in all different areas to provide resources for everyone. Pick whatever area you like to grow and to bloom. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.